Right. Yeah. The president last Wednesday put out a Truth Social saying that he talked to President Xi and they were considering buying what would essentially end up being 20 million metric tons. That would be an additional 8 on what they've already done. And the market got excited about that. And then we saw the market kind of step back and calm down. Well, then they started to buy into that idea. We got another story here this morning. It was we got one from Reuters and one from the South China Morning Post talking about the idea that this trade truce between the U.S. and China could be looking to be extended for another year, with the opportunity for China to then bring in and sell telecom equipment and other technologies to the United States, things that have been off limits here for the last year or so. This would be something that would be big. This is what I was talking about earlier this week or even last week, is at some point you would have to believe that the Chinese, if they were going to buy an additional 8 million metric tons, which is close to 300 million bushels, they would have to get something back in return. They weren't just going to do that out of the kindness of their heart, because they can get soybeans from Brazil for significantly cheaper than what they can from the United States. So that was going to be the carrot that was dangled out there, and that's seems like what everybody's getting excited about. I have to remind everybody this 296 million bushels of beans, if that's what it turns out to be, would substantially tighten the ending stocks for the old crop beans and the beginning stocks for the new crop that we're about to start planting here in the next couple of months.